The crisis created by the coronavirus has revealed with amazing speed how vulnerable the United States, and indeed nations around the world, is to something that the human eye cannot see. In a matter of days, the world's most aggressive economy crumbled like crackers, and within weeks, a few dozen coronavirus cases exploded to well over a million, while in 2 months, over 87,000 people lost their lives, from infants to the elderly. To say that the U.S. was ill-equipped to handle this virus is understatement. The medical system was overwhelmed. The political system was outmatched. And most other systems simply shut their doors, went home, and battened down the hatches as if waiting for a great storm. But what kind of storm is silent and unseen? Apparently, a viral one. Are vaccines the solution? Apparently not. For the best vaccines claim about 40% efficacy, which means, of course, that 60% of the vaccinated population find that it isn't effective. And who really believes that the government can or will vaccinate over 300 million people? The government that can't find the people it promised to give money to will vaccinate over 300 million people? I mean, who believes that? If this were, as claimed, an America First government, what would an American Last government look like? And how can there be an America First policy when Americans come in dead last? In a few days, 100,000 Americans, men, women, and children, will be dead, with a level of sheer incompetence that is frankly stunning. The nation is marching headlong into the abyss. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.